I have had to make decisions like, why am I unhappy? Okay. Okay, Stephanie Gaga hybrid person. Why are you unhappy? Why is it that you want to quit music a couple years ago? It's like, well, I really don't like selling these, you know, fragrances, perfumes. I don't like wasting my time spending days just shaking people's hands and smiling and taking selfies. It feels shallow to my existence. I have a lot more to offer than my image. I don't like being used to make people money. I feel sad when I'm overworked and that I've just become a money-making machine and that my passion and my creativity take a back seat. That makes me unhappy. So what did I do? I started to say no. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that. I'm not taking that picture. I'm not going to that event. I'm not standing by that because that's not what I stand for. And slowly but surely, I remembered who I am. And then you go home and you look in the mirror and you're like, yes, I can go to bed with you every night. Because that person, I know that person. That person has balls. That person has integrity. That person has an opinion. That person just doesn't say yes. That person doesn't get a text from somebody and say, oh my God, they wrote this and they sent this emoji. Should I write this back? What do you think? Is that okay to say? Are they going to like me if I say that? Should I say something different? This is the age that we live in. We're not actually communicating with each other. We are unconsciously communicating lies.
I'm Ashton Gustafson, and this is Let the Music Play.
Again, I stop the waterfall by simply thinking. Again, I stop the waterfall before my breathing. Again, I stop the waterfall by finally feeling. Again, I stop the waterfall by just believing.
Hey everybody, Ashton Gustafson here. Welcome back to episode 15 of Let the Music Play. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you are eagerly anticipating coming in to 2016. I wanted to not chat for long today, but give you guys a glimpse into my world a little bit and some things that have been super helpful to me and have really allowed me to connect some dots, to gather my ideas, and point my passions in a way that's very rewarding, that fills me up, and that allows me to be fulfilled when it comes to the conversation of New Year's resolutions. So we've spoken about this before, but in 2012, I had a massive health hiccup that continued into 2013. And finally in 2013, the fall of that year, I had a moment where I just turned off everything, turned the cell phones off, turned the blogging off, called the office, said I'm not going to be in for a few days. And I had been at about 9,000 RPMs for about 8 years in a row. My life had just been about fast and faster, been about more and more and more and more. And finally I hit, you know, adrenal fatigue. And the body just said no more. And so I finally kind of came to the moment of where I was ready to listen to what the world and what God was trying to get me to hear. And that was in 2013. And we've spoken about this before, but I can't shake it. So I'm going to continue to talk about it probably forever because it's just been such a massive thing of beauty for me. And really, in the fall of that 2013, the words were laid over me, or I felt the words whispered in my bones, Ashton, you need to make your days more and more about less and less. Everything doesn't matter equally, and you're making your days about more and more, about more and more. You are giving your yes to everything, and you're not saying no to anything. And so the beginning of 2014, I really took my yeses back and started to be a little more conservative with my yeses and a little more liberal with my noes. And that changed a lot of things. But I can tell you, my energy levels skyrocketed. My presence skyrocketed. My awareness, my aliveness, my being awakened to the reality of everything that was around me was made better just by wrapping my hands around the concept, the idea, the mantra of making my days more and more about less and less. On paper, you would think that I've made my days more and more about more and more, but really what I've done is I've realized that not everything matters equally, and I've narrowed it down, and I focus, laser focus, on many things at various times during the day, but when I focus on them, I get them done, and I'm seeing exponential growth in all different things. Business, time with family, personal reading, and personal awareness, it's all there. So, but in looking back through some journals and just kind of the walk that I've had in these last handful of years, I've started to see a trend change. And my first 8 years right out of college, every goal was numerically based. It could be weighed. It could be put on a scale. It could be put into an Excel spreadsheet. It could somehow be measured. It was in this world of measurement. And the funny thing is every one of those goals I constantly hit. But there's, we live in this world of paradox. And while the numeric side of my life, the goals and those things were on track, I had let go of things like beauty, meaning, purpose, awareness, joy, peace, hope, all of these things that I'm seeing so many people forget about. And so the conversation I wanted to have today was, I'm sure there is some numeric goal in your mind right now for 2016. Either increase net worth, do a number of deals, lose amount of weight, you know, more of something, less of something else, whatever that may be. And those are great. We have to keep, there's got to be housekeeping, right? Like we have to keep momentum in our careers and all of those things. But here's the thing. Those things aren't us. Those things aren't us. When we get to the end of our careers, when the time comes when you say, all right, I've done that now, and you look back, and it doesn't matter if that's in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 90s, your 100s, whatever it is, when you have that moment of anything that you leave, be it a place you live or a career, you're typically not going to measure things with numbers. You're typically going to measure things with really great big questions. And those questions have great big answers. And I think one of the answers, you're going to have one of two answers that you're probably going to ask one day. Am I glad I did, or did I wish I had? Am I glad I did, or do I wish I had? And when you fill in those blanks, the practice that I'm going to kind of walk us through here today, I really think will help you get to the place where you'll be able to say, I'm glad I did. Because here's the reality. We think of life in years, but it happens in days. And it actually happens in hours, and those actually happen in minutes, and those actually happen in moments. So if you want to have a way to point your life, you have to have a way to point your moments, and you can't always point your moments to the scale, to the measurement, to the ruler, to the Excel spreadsheet, because sometimes the things that really, really count, the most beautiful, deep things that we're all looking for, they don't fit into spreadsheets. Microsoft doesn't know how to calculate those things, but you do at the soul level. And so this is what I've done. In 2014, I changed my New Year's resolutions from being numeric based to the idea, my wife and I said, this is going to be the best year of our lives. That was our New Year's resolution. So what's your New Year's resolution? We're going to have the best year of our lives. Now, I can't tell you the door of possibility that that opened for us. And just now thinking about some of the beautiful things that happened in 2014, I mean, I was healthy, which hadn't been for 2 years. That trend has continued. So when you open up a year with a mantra, what you will find is you keep these things in your pockets. It's not like 2015 wasn't also the best year of our lives. It absolutely got better. We kept that mantra in our pocket. 2015, and if the word mantra scares you, I'm sorry. Don't let it scare you. Just think of it as idea. Think of it as a riff. Think of it as a belief. Think of it as a core value. Whatever. Just don't let mantra scare you. It shouldn't scare you. But moving into 2015, the next thing we had was all there's left to do is enjoy. And the beautiful thing that happens there is when you walk into your moments with joy being the pursuit, not only do you find it, you also look around the typical things that would weigh you down, that would cause you some angst or some anxiety. And so that was our mantra for last year. Or maybe it was just mine. My wife did tell me that last year, every day, you know, hers was ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. And at the end of this year, she had a moment where she said, this thing I've been asking for and seeking and knocking for is here. And so it's funny how the world gets out of your way when you give it a number. The world gets out of your way when you go, I'm going to sell 100 homes this year. Like, because it just knows that you know where you're going and you'll go get it. But it also gets out of your way when you start asking, seeking, and knocking. Or maybe it doesn't get out of the way. Maybe it just opens those doors. Connects those dots for you. And so moving into 2016, this is where I'm going. Lighter and brighter. In my business, we are going to look at what's weighing us down, both financially and through the world of efficiency. If there are things that we should and should not be doing financially, we're not going to do them. If there's things that we should and that we shouldn't be doing as far as efficiency goes, we're not going to do that. We want to be able to interact with our business, to interact with the world and our clients in a much lighter way, and we don't want to have financial things burdening us or things of efficiency burdening us. The same goes for my life, lighter and brighter. So we are, I think we said this in a few podcasts ago, that there's going to come a time where the word luxury actually means a vacant calendar. Luxury is not going to mean planes, trains, and automobiles, and beautiful houses, and jewelry, and diamonds, and all this stuff. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, did you know that there is a planet 4,000 light years away from planet Earth that is 4 to 5 times the size of planet Earth that is one big diamond? That blew my mind this week. I learned about that. They call it the diamond planet. Just Google diamond planet and you'll find it. Back to the mantra, 2016. So lighter and brighter. One of the things that we are looking at is how can we protect our calendar to leave some vacancy there? Because if we just run from Christmas to New Year's, then we're just going to run from New Year's to the Super Bowl. And then we're going to run from New Year's to the Super Bowl to Valentine's Day. And then we're going to run from Valentine's Day to St. Patrick's Day. And then we're going to run St. Patrick's Day to March Madness. And then March Madness is going to be, you know, this, and then Easter, and then family vacation, then 4th of July. You get where I'm going here. You've got to leave some room to see. You've got to leave some room to reflect. How can you lighten your calendar? A full calendar may not be something to boast in 2016. A walk around the block, a walk through a park, a trip where you just go to be. This may be success for you in 2016. Or at least I'm speaking for myself, it will be. So how can your life become lighter and brighter? And then how can you become lighter and brighter? How can you bring fresh air to the conversations you're going to walk into in 2016? How can you bring a light, a candle, a glow, some form of illumination into your worlds, your conversations, your relationships into 2016? I don't know what your goals are going to be, but I really, really ask that you would sit down and think of the polarity here. Think of the opposite ends of the holistic approach to life. Yes, business does matter. Your job does matter. There's a mortgage to pay. There's health insurance to pay. There's bills to pay. That does matter. So you've got to find a way to show up there and to do that as best as you can. But it isn't you. That wasn't put there to fulfill you. There is way more about you. And that is the holistic approach that I'm asking you to think about into 2016. So yeah, what could your phrase be? I know you got the numbers in your head, but watch out with the world of measurement. And whatever the number is in your head, double it. Now you've got something exotic. Now you've got something that if it happens, you can't take all the credit for it. There's going to have to be a higher power orchestrating something there. There's going to have to be human interaction, people in your life that help you connect those dots and make that happen. So double the numeric goal. If you're a real estate agent and you're listening to this and you've written you want to sell 50 homes this year, write 100 and go find a way to do 100. But just know that 100 homes sold isn't going to be the thing where you can lay your pillow on the head at night and be totally fulfilled, full of joy, full of peace, full of hope. There's way more. And I would bet that in some form of the phrase, lighter and brighter, more and more of less and less, all there's left to do is enjoy, something like that is there to open the door for you. So write it on your wrist, write it on your forehead, put it on a sticky note, put it in your pocket. For the next 360 some odd days, if you could call your days out and say, this is what they're going to be, this will be their aroma, this will be their vibe, this will be their flair, what will that be? Love you guys. Happy New Year. And we are just getting started. Some amazing things are coming down the pipeline in 2016 for Let the Music Play podcast. We've got some unbelievable people, speakers, authors that are on the books that are going to come join us. I can't wait to introduce you to them. And really, I feel like it's day one here. We're about to have a lot of fun. So thanks so much for joining in. Love you guys and wish you all the best this New Year's. And may you pause by the orchid, listen to the bluebird sing, and be love.